This whole month I've been preaching on don'ts. We've been calling it the don't series. I wasn't even just listening to the Bible again. Lord, wasn't even really thinking about today. Then I heard a passage of scripture that just stuck with my heart. And I said, well, Lord, I don't want to preach what you don't want me to preach, and so if you don't want me to preach, just let me forget it. Well, he don't let me forget it. And I don't know if I can get into the message today in a way that will please the Lord. But the title of the message is, Don't Forget the Bread. Don't forget the bread. Now you say, Brother Spurgeon, why would you say don't forget the bread? And you said, Cindy, she brought her bread today. And if you brought your bread today, then you didn't forget the bread. And you say, well, what's it mean? Well, Jesus teaches us a very valuable lesson about the bread. And I think it's very important for us to understand that you can determine that you're going to bring a loaf of bread to church, or you can leave it at home. And so I ask you, don't forget the bread. The disciples, they had an issue with that. And Jesus, on multiple occasions, taught them how important it is not to forget the bread. We're going to find in the 15th chapter of the book of Matthew, we'll take our reading lesson there, and I got a lot of scriptures today, and I don't know if I'll be able to get it all in. But today I want to impress upon us how important it is to bring the bread to the service of the Lord. Now, you might say, what kind of bread are you talking about? Well, the scriptures talks about at least four different types of bread. The bread in the scriptures, the word of God. So you want to bring the word of God to service, don't you? If you don't bring the word of God to service, you really can't have a service, in my opinion, even if you come and expound upon what the Lord did for you because of the word of God, whether he saved your soul or whether he didn't. Now, in the scriptures, it always talks about leaven. There's bread that is leaven, and then there's bread that's unleavened, you know. But then, the most important thing that I want to impress upon you, if we get to touch on those things, we will, but the most important thing that you need to bring to church is the bread that I want to talk about the most. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. That's the most important. And Jesus tried to convey that to a lot of people that were poor, that were sick, that were very hungry. And a lot of times, even the disciples on multiple occasions forgot to bring the bread. Or did they? That's what we'll try to conclude today. In the 15th chapter of the book of Matthew, if you need to stop me, you just stop me. And you just let us feed on the bread for just a little while. That's what you need to do. You need to come and feed on the bread. You see, somebody might have left their loaf at home, but you know what? You can come to the house of God and you can find that there's a vast supply of bread if you'll just look for it. And there'll be some left over too. We find here in the 29th verse of the 15th chapter of the book of Matthew, and Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and he went up into a mountain and sat down there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. And it says, insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb speak, the maimed to be whole, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples and said, I have compassion on the multitude because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I will not send them away fasting lest they faint in the way. I'll tell you, how would you like to go to a 3-day service? How would you like to go and watch Jesus heal all these people and all these miracles that he's performing right for them, and they didn't think one bit about what they needed to eat? But Jesus did. And he's got something ready for you to eat today too. Why don't you come up to the table and taste of the bread? His disciples said unto him, When should we have so much bread in the wilderness as to fill so great a multitude? And Jesus said to them, how many loaves have you? And they said, seven and a few little fishes. Seven loaves of bread and just a few little fishes. And he commanded the multitude to sit down on the ground. He took the seven loaves and the fishes, and he gave thanks. And he broke them and gave to his disciples, and the disciples to the multitude. And they did all eat and were filled, and took up of the broken meat that was left seven baskets full. On another occasion, it was 12. I'll tell you, when God feeds you, he'll fill you up, brother. And when he fills you up, there'll be enough for everybody else, even if you forgot to bring your loaf of bread. He's got a vast supply, and he wants to feed everybody here today. Why don't you let him feed you? Now you say, Brother Spurgeon, is that where you got your lesson? No, we hadn't got there yet. Let's look on a little bit further. And they did eat, and were 4,000 men besides women and children. And he sent away the multitude and took ship and came into the coast of Magdala. Now, let's go to the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew. And here he is. He's fed over 4,000 men, including or not including women and children. He feeds all these people. How would you like to be that one that went there and you couldn't talk, but you wanted some food? How'd you like to be there, that one that couldn't walk, but they came and they carried you at the feet of Jesus? You didn't come for food, but you've been there for 3 days, and you've been walking around for the first time. You've been listening for the first time, been able to speak for the first time, and you didn't really think anything about food. You didn't think anything about bread because you were in the presence of the Lord. Lord, grant that for just a few moments of time today. In the 16th chapter, in chapter 1, or verse 1, the Pharisees and the Sadducees come on the scene. And it says, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. Now you, my brothers and sisters, might be saying, what kind of sign did they need more than all the things that he had just done 4 days prior to everything that was done, and for him to take seven loaves and just a few fish and feed over 4,000 people? How many more signs would you even ask for? But listen, even the disciples were still inquiring about some of the things that they were witnessing with their very own eyes. I don't have a sermon laid out or anything. I've got a post-it note, but I hadn't even looked at that yet. I'm just trying to follow the Lord, because if you follow the Lord, you'll always end up at the spot where the bread is. Every time. That's right. Cora's listening. Are you listening? I'll tell you, when you can get the attention of the young as well as the old alike, and you know who does that? It's not your preacher. It's not the pastor. It's the one that has the bread. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, they started talking. Why? When are you going to show us a sign? And he answered and said unto them, when it is evening, why, you say, it is well, be feather, fair weather, for the sky is red. He said, when it's morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. Oh, ye hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the times. If there's ever a time when people just cannot discern the signs of the times, and I really feel sorry for those that are lost without God, because you see, the signs of the times are all around us. And the very thing that you need is the bread of life. Now listen for just a few moments of time. He said, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. And when he left them and departed, what do you think that they started thinking about again? How many of you, when we say the last amen of this service, what are you going to be thinking about? I believe I can tell you what you're going to be thinking about. What we're going to eat. What we're going to eat. I'll tell you. than what we just ate. Are you following me? I love to eat, but I'll tell you what, that food tastes a whole lot better when I come in the house of God and have the bread of life be in the midst of her. In the next verse, listen to what it says. And when his disciples were come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. How many of you forgot to take your bread this morning? Don't forget the bread. You say, but Brother Spurgeon, why is it so important that you don't forget the bread? Because you see, the disciples, that's exactly what they did. They forgot to take bread. And because they forgot to break bread and bring the bread, it gave a great opportunity for the bread of life to teach them a very valuable lesson. You see, you can forget the bread at home, but if you bring the spiritual bread that we need at every service, whether it's a Wednesday night, Sunday morning, Sunday night, or Tuesday when the ladies meet together, don't ever forget to take the bread. Now listen, when his disciples said this, they come to the other side, they had forgotten to take bread. Then Jesus said unto them, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Now how would you like to have a response like that? You come up and you admit, well, Lord, I'm not right where I need to be for the service today. I forgot to bring the bread. And the next thing he says is, beware of the leaven that's in the Pharisees and the Sadducees. What is he talking about? He's talking about their doctrine. You see, when you come to the house of God, you got to bring the right bread. And the right bread, whether it's leaven or unleavened, sometimes it needs to be leaven, sometimes it needs to be unleavened, but it's got to be the right doctrine that you bring to the house of God. Because there's only one bread that will satisfy a thirsty soul. Yeah. Did you know that?
Amen.
Now listen, do we have the right bread here today? Do we have the right bread? I want you to think about it for just a little while. Maybe you're sitting there and you're thinking you've never been satisfied. Why haven't you been satisfied? Because maybe you're taking the unleavened when it ought to be leavened, or maybe you're taking the leavened when it ought to be unleavened, the unleavened when it ought to be leavened. You might be thinking to yourself, well, I need wheat, I need whole wheat, I need what? I need this, I need that. I'll tell you, all you need is the bread of life. You got that at church, you got the right bread. And you don't have to worry about the other. Jesus is teaching them a lesson. Listen to what he says. He said, you beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And after he said that to the disciples, they're starting to scratch their heads. And I want you to listen to this next verse real close. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, it's because we have no bread. He told us to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees because we forgot to bring the bread. And who they reasoned with? They're not talking to Jesus about this. They're talking about each other. And I can just see them talking now. Peter, did you bring the bread? John says, no, I forgot it too. Philip says, oh my goodness. I knew this was going to be a time when, or they could have even said, well, why bring the bread? All you got to have is 7 loaves and a few fish, and the Lord takes care of the rest. They're reasoning together. It's the right type of bread. Don't forget the bread. When Jesus perceived, he said unto them, oh, ye of little faith. Why reason you among yourselves because you have brought no bread? Do you not understand, neither remember the 5 loaves and the 5,000 and how many baskets you took up? I thought you said it was 7. No, there was more occasions that when these disciples forgot to bring the bread, Jesus, he gave a vast supply that will never run out. And if you forgot your loaf of bread today, you've come to the right place. You can find that bread. You might be saying, well, Brother Spurgeon, I'm saved. I think saved people sometimes, we get so distracted by the things of the world that we forget to bring our bread to church. Amen. And there's sometimes that those is all about. Do you remember what Jesus said in Matthew 4 and 4? In Matthew 4 and 4, this is what he said, and I'm going to take the scriptures and prove it to you. The Satan had taken the Lord out into the wilderness. He went into a mountain there in the desert place, and there he is in that desert place. And you know what? He was 40 days of hunger. Oh, he was so hungry. There might be somebody hungry here today. I'm not too hungry right now. I'm hungry to feast on the things of God. But you know what? There are times when I get hungry and I want to eat something. But you know what? Jesus, he was thirsty, he was hungry, and he was there 40 days and 40 nights. And Jesus, I was there, and Satan, you know what he'll do? He'll do the same thing in this service right now. If God is who he said he is, if Jesus is who you say you are, then take those stones and make bread out of them. Isn't that what he said? That's what he said. Then you know what Jesus said in Matthew 4 and 4? Oh, I love this. This is so important. This is what we're trying to stay with. He said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone. He said, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the preacher. No. He said, out of the mouth of God. That's the bread I'm talking about. It's the word of God. It will sustain you. It'll help you. And when you come, don't forget the bread. So, as we go a little bit further, I don't know where this is going to take us, but listen, because Jesus points out the Pharisees' bread. He says, do you not understand, neither remember the 5 loaves and the 5,000 and how many baskets you filled up? Jesus doing the speaking. He said, neither the 7 loaves and the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up? He says, how is it that ye do not understand that I speak it not to you concerning bread, that you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? In verse 12, then understood they how that he bade them not beware of the leaven of the bread. He said, but of the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. I don't know about what the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees is in great length or in great context today, because God doesn't want me to reveal that to you today. But what I can say is be careful about the doctrine and the bread that is brought under the service of the Lord. Pharisees and the Sadducees didn't take too much pleasure in thinking too much about that. And you know why? Most of them thought because, well, we're this way, that, you know, because we're Abraham's descendants, we really don't have to be concerned about that. I don't know about you, where you descend from or where you're going or ascending to. But one thing I do know is you better become acquainted with the doctrine of Jesus Christ more than the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and any other doctrine that there is in the world. And the only way you're going to find that is to get in the Word of God after you get the bread of life. You say, what do you mean the bread of life? You're not going to fully understand what this Word is telling you about until you know God in your heart. Then you'll know what it means to be fully satisfied and prepared for the ascension that's going to take place one day after a while. Now, I want to go over to John. Our Sunday school teacher picked up in this 16th chapter today, and I'm amazed by that. But he talks about Peter, and if you really look at the rest of this, and you know, Peter, he's one of the first ones to speak up. But after that, you know, he talks about that bread. Then he says, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Do you remember that? That's what followed those verses of Scripture. After that, he says, beware, when they understood that he's talking about this bread, he's talking about the doctrine of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, then Jesus follows up with a question. I'll follow up with the same question. Who do you say that Jesus is? Who do you say he is? Until you fully understand what he's talking about and the bread that we're talking about today, you're going to have a hard time understanding where I'm coming from today. For you see, when we turn to the 16th chapter, or 6th chapter, I'm sorry, 6th chapter of the book of Mark or Luke, I'll get it right here in a minute. John chapter 6. If you've done gone to Mark, Luke, and all these other, just go to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. Probably I shouldn't have looked at that post-it note, just followed the Lord, and then everything would have been okay.
Because this is where I'm going to close today. This is very important. John chapter 6. John said, after these things, Jesus went over to the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he had did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into the mountain, there he sat with his disciples. Sounds very similar to what Matthew tells us, right? Matthew told us what, he gave us more details about all these people that came. John's telling us, and keep in mind, John is an eyewitness. He's there. He is watching all of this unfold. He's listening to what is taking place. And it says, and the Passover feast of the Jews was nigh, and Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company coming to him. And he said unto Philip, he says, Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Where are we going to buy enough bread and enough money to feed all of these that you see all around us? Now you might be saying, Brother Spurgeon, that was in Bible times. What are you talking about now? I want you to just take a good look at all the people in Nashville, Tennessee, all the people in the state of Tennessee, all the people in Kentucky, all the people in the United States, all the people in the entire world, and where are you going to find a place that you can buy enough bread to satisfy everyone on earth? Impossible, isn't it? Or is it? It's not if you got the right bread. But he brings Philip in. He says, Philip, look around all these people. I want you to imagine all these people that are around. Some are maybe right here in the midst of us right now that have not been satisfied. Some that haven't reached that age yet. Cora hadn't reached that age. There's a couple of young men back there, some Evan, all of them. They're right at that age where they got to understand something. And when they feel hungry in their soul, and they feel like there's something that's empty there, and God, he starts knocking. And Jesus says, "Will you come in?" There's a feeling that'll come over you, and you'll think, "Oh, not me, Lord." But it's your time. Do you remember that time when God knocked on your heart? Let me come in. What's he want to come in and do? He wants to feed you. He wants to feed you with the bread of life. How do we know that? Because listen to how this illustration turns out. He said, Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? And this he said to prove him. Prove Philip. If there's one thing that God will do, he will prove you if you've been saved. I mean, truly saved by God's grace. Have you ever put him to the test? I've put him to the test. For he himself knew what he would do. Who did? Jesus did. Jesus knows what he's going to do, but he's still going to ask you. Philip answered, said, 200 penny worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that even one of them may take just a little. And one of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, wow, there's a lad there, which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but what are they among so many? Looks like they forgot the bread again, didn't they? But Andrew looks around and he sees a little boy over there, and he's got 5 loaves and he's got 2 fishes. About to get just on his home. You know, mom and dad sent him over there to the bakery to get that bread, and probably sent him down there to the fish market to get those fish, and said, son, you just don't tarry. You go get that and come home and feed the family. But Andrew says, look, there's a boy over there who's got that. So the boy's got to make a determination. What would you do? I'll tell you what a lot of people do, including me. They'll take the bread and run as fast as they can. Especially if daddy said, now you go over there to the store and you get that up and you bring it home. We're going to have meals tonight. And you know what you're supposed to do. But you know what? Sometimes God will intervene and say, just a few minutes on Sunday morning. I need you a few minutes on Sunday night. I need you a few minutes on Wednesday or Tuesday. I'd really like for you to just stick around for a few moments before you start your day. Do what? Get your toast, butter it up, ingest it, and your day will go a lot better, even when everything goes wrong. You say, I'm not following you. Just talk to the Lord. Let Him speak to your soul. Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place so that the men sit down in number about 5,000. 4,000 over here, 5,000 over here. You say, well, how in the world could they go through and count all those people? That's what the devil will tell you, just like he would to make those stones bread. He'll make all kinds of accusations, all kinds of things to throw in your mind, stumbling blocks, say, oh, there's no way that they could have counted that 5,000. If God said there was 5,000, if John said there was 5,000, if Jesus said there's 5,000, there is 5,000 on the nose. I'm about done. And Jesus took the loaves when He had given thanks. Well, who'd He give thanks to? He always gives thanks to the one that provided the bread. He distributed to His disciples, the disciples of them that were set down, and likewise the fishes, as much as they would. When they filled, He said unto His disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. If we all came and didn't forget the bread with the right attitude, that we didn't want one person to miss out on one morsel of bread, I'm telling you, God would just fill this place up with so much spirit that you'd know you've been to church. Not only know that you've been to church, but the Holy Spirit just moved in our heart. Oh, Sister Cindy, I said earlier, she brought her bread. She did. I tell you, she testified after the first song. He set me free. He set me free. He's the one that just reached down and gave me the bread of life that satisfies this thirsty soul, this hungry soul, this soul that has never had to go back for that bread again. Therefore, they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves, which remained over and over above them that had eaten. You say, but Brother Spurgeon, what about the little boy? The little boy went home with more than he went for. And I guarantee you, when you get salvation from God, you get more than you ever asked for. You get more than you ever wanted. And it will satisfy you. And how do you know it will satisfy you? When you fold your hands across your breast and you take that last breath. I just want you to understand that God, He's going to satisfy you and take you home, and there you'll be forever and ever and ever in the presence of who? The bread of life. You say, but Brother Spurgeon, you hadn't read us nothing about that. Okay, well, let's read that then. Jesus said in the 35th verse of this same chapter, Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He shall never thirst. He said, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father hath given me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. I don't know who you are. I don't know what you are. But when Jesus says, if you come to me, I will not cast you out. Whether you got bread or not. You know, I don't know if I would say this, but I've got a thing when the disciples forgot to bring bread. You know why? Every now
around it, it might be good. Because you know why? Jesus always provides, even when we forget. How many times you can go to church just as low as you can go? Don't even know how you got there. Didn't really want to go. There's been times I didn't want to go. But then after I left and went on my way home with my journey, I got filled up with so much that I didn't even ask for. That's the kind of God that we serve. The one that even if you forget the bread, He's still got somebody that's going to bring enough for everybody else. So if it's not you today, don't be mad. Don't be a booger lip. Don't be all uptight. Just go and feast on the things that God has in store for all of us. And we'll just bring the bread. Would somebody resolve to bring the bread to every service? Just one person's all it's got to be, even if it's a little lad. But oh, could you just imagine a service if we all filled our basket up with bread, enough for everybody else? I'm not talking about bills and food that we fill up, I love that. I'm talking about everybody getting in touch with the Lord. I'm talking about everybody getting in touch with the Word of God. I'm talking about everybody coming with one thing on your mind when you come to church. Not worried about who forgot the bread, but just say, Lord, let me take the bread. Not only take the bread, but come with the bread. What's that mean? I believe old-timey, those that served the Lord many times, years back, past, they didn't know where the next loaf of bread was coming, but you know what they did? They always had bread when they went to the house of God, because they took the bread with them. Today, I'm not going to say where I'm going to preach on it. Don't next week or not. Whether if I do, it be from the Lord. I'll at least tell you that. I wasn't expecting to today. But every month, in the month of January, it's been something about donuts. You remember all the messages. Don't invite the devil to dinner. The second Sunday. Don't judge a book by its cover. What was last week? Anybody?
Don't give your soul to your devil.
Don't give your soul to the devil. And this week, don't forget the bread. Don't give that soul to the dogs or the hogs. But when you come to church, don't forget to bring the bread. Well, Jimmy, I'm satisfied. They tried to explain what the Lord laid on my heart. I hope it'll be of a benefit to everybody that's here. If you're here today and you've not been saved, if you hadn't come and taken that bread of life, God knocks on your heart as we stand and sing the verse of the song. It's you that He's saying to you, if you're hungry, why don't you come and get satisfied? Don't be thinking about anything else. But just think about your soul. Does it have what you need to sustain it in eternity? If it doesn't, I highly recommend you to talk to Jesus. Because He's the one that made the promise. If you're thirsty, come and get a drink. If you're hungry, come. He said, because I am the bread of life. He is. As we stand and say, thank you for listening. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for coming to be with us today. The altar's open. If you want to come and pray, just come on and pray.
203. kidding me? Above all, I'm thinking of salvation of my soul. And I know what you're talking about, and I have that bread of life.
God bless you, Brother Terry. Appreciate you. Appreciate the good lesson this morning. Anybody else have anything? Anybody want to share your bread?
pray, Lord, that you be with us, lead us, and guide us. Just help us as we go each and every day. These things we ask in our name. Amen.
Amen.